Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker with Becca Gersh, who's the executive director of the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Becca, I hear it's going to be raining tacos. Is that true?
Can we listen to the rest of that song? I want to hear where that goes. Yes, well, we are really excited. We're bringing in Taco Fest this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, on Southport in Lakeview. We can't wait.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute, Becca. Do you have the other one? Where do you hear this one about tacos? This is, first of all, I thought it was going to be like Willie Nelson because it had a, hold on, we're getting it.
Tacos on my mind, tacos on my mind. I want tacos all the damn time with my mind. Also tacos is the tacos on my mind. I want tacos all the damn time. Tacos on my mind, tacos on my mind. I want tacos all the damn time.
You see, when I saw the title, it was Tacos on My Mind, and I thought, like, you know, there's a Willie Nelson song that something on my mind, right?
I don't think that's Willie Nelson, but no. I like it.
No, that's not Willie Nelson. All right. So the Sam Adams Lakeview Taco Fest coming to the North Side. When? Where?
Details. Yes, this is our ninth year. We're thrilled to be back on Southport Avenue in the heart of West Lakeview, from Addison to Roscoe. You can get up at the Brown Line Step at Southport, and you will be in the heart of the fest. So it's a gorgeous, you know, gorgeous block of shopping and retail any day of the week. And this weekend, it's going to be full of Sam Adams and some great tacos.
Yes, and that's not all, from what I hear. You're going to have, obviously, Sam Adams beer, taco pairings, two music stages. So, obviously, there's live music. And then...
Tons of live music.
Then I see crowd-pleasing Mexican wrestlers.
Are you familiar with the Lucha Libre Mexican wrestlers?
Yes. Unbelievable.
They are literally they're the huge draw of the weekend. Oh. They perform both afternoons at 5 p.m. We have an outdoor stage set up on one of the side streets adjacent to Southport, and they are just pure entertainment. It's one of those bouncing wrestling stages, so they can fly off the sides and throw each other all over the place, and they've got their painted masks and tons of audience participation. It's a blast.
Yeah, we were discussing that off the air when I read that there would be, in your release here, that there'd be Mexican wrestlers, because that's just a festival in itself with the masks on.
We could have it all day, and that would be the biggest draw. But we have to mix it up. So we've got some amazing mariachis performing during the day, and some great, you know, classic Chicago festival bands at night. We've got some, you know, 80s tribute bands. We've got Breakfast Club. We've got Latin Groove Band. We've got Yacht Rock coming with Afternoon Delight. So just tons of great music, too.
Afternoon Delight? What was that?
Yes. Afternoon Delight is a big draw. They're like classic Yacht Rock cover band. So that, you know, kind of 70s and early 80s, easy listening rock vibe.
You don't sound like you're old enough to know the original Afternoon Delight. Do you know the Afternoon Delight?
I know it. I'm older than I sound, but I do know Afternoon Delight. I definitely do. But they're great, and I've seen them live, and they put out a great show. Yeah, they're a blast.
Well, there was a big hit called Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band that went, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna find a little Afternoon Delight. Yeah.
Well, I knew you'd recognize them.
And throw in a little
authority, right? I'm talking to the boss, so I knew
it's an exaggeration. It's an image. I don't know. I mean, you've got wrestlers, you've got tacos, you've got beer, you've got Afternoon Delight. Woof! This is going to be fabulous.
12 taco vendors. Really a great representation of the city. We have some of our neighbors, you know, on Southport and in Lakeview, and then we have a great representation from the South Side and, you know, classic you know, creative tacos, a little bit of everything. We also have a vote for the best taco. You can text your vote, come over and test out a couple of our booths and then vote for your favorite. And we have got a really fun taco-shaped award that we hand out every year. So it's really fun.
Talking to Becca Gersh, who's the executive director of the Lakeview Roscoe Village Chamber of Commerce. One more time, what's the location and what are the hours?
So it is the Lakeview Taco Fest on Southport Avenue from Addison to Roscoe Street, and it runs Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the 17th and 18th, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we're hoping for gorgeous weather. I was listening to your weather forecast earlier, and it sounds like we're on track for some beautiful summer September weather.
Oh, I think so. And you're also suggesting a $10 donation to benefit the Friends of Lakeview?
That's right. We ask for a $10 donation at the gate, and that benefits our 501c3 partner, Friends of Lakeview, which contributes tons of public art to our neighborhood, as well as puts on our local farmers market, a kids-focused trick-or-treat event. They do a lot of great events and programming in our neighborhood to beautify and amplify all the great things going on in West Lakeview.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much, Becca, for being with us, and have a great weekend. What can I say?
Thanks. Stop by for a taco, John.
All right. Thanks, Becca Gersh.